Okay, jokes apart. Let me just first introduce myself. Oh, it works. Okay, this is me, Pedro. There's not much to talk about me. I like to paint. I like to play guitar. I like to surf. Thank you. And I like to eat pastéis de bacalhau. That's it. And rock and roll. That's all you have to know about me. So let's go on. Well, above all, I would like to talk about concept art. And also, nowadays, concept art is not just for producing stuff. You also are selling ideas. So sometimes you can kind of do things rough. But other times you have to like make some images that just one image pass the sense and the mood of an idea of a game, and that will catch the eye. So I'll start with one of the tools, which is vision. You need vision. Well, everybody talks about vision. Well, I guess it changes a bit if you're a game designer, a producer. In case of the concept artist, vision is the ability, you know, to see before time, right, to put all in the game already done in your mind. Just like sometimes we are kids, use that thing that sometimes we forget when you grow up, which is imagination. Well, like you see, I like to put like Windows, especially when you come to Microsoft, always put perfect. It's just perfect. All right. It's like not noticing the pink elephant in the corner of the room, but let's continue. All right. Be the first to be there. Okay. Exactly. Like I was saying, you have to imagine somebody, we have this pitch to work on, and our brain has to start working and research and see it working already in your mind. So let's take an example, skate stuff. Since we are, in BioDroid work a lot with radical stuff. So I know I'd rather paint dragons and swords and stuff, but you have to do everything. So since see the game inside your head, just that, and give the mood and the action, and the fun feeling, you know, try to imagine the world all around. Of course, everything has time on it. So sometimes you have to choose your options, your composition. Here, you know, I like always to see it as a player. I like to see the game already. I'm playing the game in my head. So I like to work on the cameras and to show a little bit of what we want the gamer to see. You know, just bring him right in. And here it's just, it's like, you know, the chaos and using a setting, urban setting for the action. And give the feeling that there's something real that you can believe. And actually it will deliver to the player the emotions he's seeking. You know, that freedom kind of stuff that I can do everything I want. And if you sell this, I'll say this word a lot, sell this image created on a team. Everybody gives ideas, it's not just the concept artist. I'll do this thing and you guys will love it and make it. No, everybody will say, oh, this might work, this that won't work. And we have to hear everybody. So it's always teamwork, always we. It's always we, not me. And here, we just want to have the feeling what we are doing in the game. Okay, it's not a thing I like. Sometimes, when you are creating a world, already, especially if you're seeing like the gamer's perspective, you can also play a bit like if you were a game designer through images, you know? And probably some things will work, some not. But you can start feeling how it could be, the game. This is good, because anyone that will take on your project will actually, hey, this is possible. This is not like something impossible to do. So let's put it on images. Of course, with help of the team, always. Yeah, just here trying to see a character that fits the mood of the game, you know? Sometimes you can go for real stuff, sometimes more cartoonish. Depends on what you're looking to give the player. Depends on what is the game, right? And here is we have to look at the target and which are the target. What is the age of the target? So, taking all that in mind, we have to inspire people. Well, it's actually all we do as concept artists. We inspire one person, two, three, and the objective is go and connect with the expected expectations of the gamers. I hope my hair is not giving troubles to to the sound. All right. Let's go ahead. Okay. And this is the where you get to be self-demanding. Sorry if I start getting a little faster on this. I already heard that we are on the clock. So this is demanding. And here I'm talking to you as you were my team. I'm not just talking to you. You guys have to listen. And you want any time, just stop. You're completely wrong, or stop. This could be different. There's a microphone. I will throw you. If it's a bad question, I'll just catch it. But well, this how it's so. My head is like this. I have a proposal. I don't care if I have less time or more time. The final thing that will get out of my hands it has to be great. It doesn't matter if I sweat, if I don't sleep. If it gets out of my hand, it has to work. Well, and this is how I think. How I think for myself. So imagine if you work with me and I say, hey, you are doing this. Imagine the pain in the ass I will be. And that's the trouble. Because when you work in a team, you can just, sometimes you can just ask everybody to do like you want. So you have to respect everything and everybody and ever possibility to make a hit. And I like a lot this example, the arrow. You know, if you're going for a game, the idea to work, it's only one shot. There's no more, it's one shot. If you aim it too high, too low, too weak, forget it. So you have to really aim right. If the idea is perfect there, it's a matter of time to hit the target. And everybody will start a production knowing with the confidence, and investors also will know this will hit the target and it will work. So it sounds easy, but it ain't. It should be. Well, I guess you haven't seen this before today. Well, I'll go but it's a good example. Well, time can fix a mistake. Like I was saying, if you have something that is a blocker to the gameplay, to the visuals. Example, doing a game for iPad, iOS, whatever, you have to take in mind your fingers. You're playing on a screen. So you don't want to cover the screen. You don't want to cover your character. So you have to think about that. Other thing, what will sell the visual of the characters? The best angle, the best camera angle. You have to see the character, especially if you're buying suits, if you're buying buying hats, whatever, a crazy suit. You want to see the character. You want to share a character because it's cool. It's my character. I done it. I choose the clothes. So another thing to take in mind. Another. In this case, which is a game that started in the 80s, I think, Spectrum time, old time. We have to respect a few things that were born there, so to be a link, right? So let's go. Of course, this is what I was saying. Predict the obstacles, not only visual, but the cameras, but also gameplay. And this is a part of pointing the arrow. This is the part where everything starts. If you predict this, you can start working. So here's the first shot for Decathlon. After teamwork, lots of reunions trying, everybody to see what's going to be. And we then did lots of work, lots of trial and error. We finally agreed, okay, let's go for this. And the idea of the suits and the running stuff to give a push up to the whole idea. And that's it, we're in. Decathlon is the game to be developed by the team. So let's go ahead, spawning character and expressions, I have to work on my English, and shapes. All right. I'm showing stuff that were created, but not all fit and went for the game. So as you should be prepared as concept artist or 2D artist or whatever, because you know, 2D artists and concept artists, they share a lot. So I don't like to make so many distinctions, but actually there's always a team in this involved. So in most of our work, sometimes even 50% is not does not get to be there, because all you create, all the ideas, there's a time, there's a budget, there's programming stuff, there's gameplay stuff, there's a lot of stuff. In time, sometimes you can't just put everything you want, which we could wait for expansions pack, or which is good, have something in mind. So we decided for this four guys first. But this is just an example as a work for a concept artist. Here working on the idol. I don't know if you see this little guys. Just the first idea for the how a manga guy would work with the animations and expressions for failures, for successes, getting angry, whatever. This was fun because we passed to motion capture. Guess who did it? Well, I have a lot of tips from Hugo Vey for the delicate. No, actually it was a teamwork for the delicate. We didn't have a girl involved, so you should do more like this. So that's the X-Files, the motion capture. They shall not be revealed. All right, let's go on. Another ideas that could be implemented, just a bunch of ideas. There's a time, and Ricardo said that a lot, for push ideas and get crazy. There's a time for craziness. Everything you think about, throw it. Well, that's the best part for the concept artist. You actually can do everything you want and try this. Then there's real life. And you have to choose. Like Christiane also told sooner in this morning. So then we go for concept art. No? Concept art for the model sheet. Trying to test a few things. Also work on some expressions. In this case, for the athlete, all the input you can do is to inspire all the team. So you better just give a bunch of stuff. Oh, these guys should never forget them. There were also some ideas for them. Crazy outfits. Let's go for the outfits. This was fun. You just could think about everything, for the guys, for the girls. Got some guys running from the shower also. That was the best part. Oh, here's the model sheet for the reindeers. It was Christmas, so we have to work for some suit for Christmas. This was a seller, I think, the chicken. Somehow it made click for Activision, Marmalade. Penguin. There's a monster and a few other friends. Now, let's get it all together, yeah, with the sports, see? And try to keep, actually the final result was pretty much it. My friend and colleague Pedro Potier did assets that are just like the same, which is, it's good to look to the assets and the concept art, and you try which is perfect when that happened. Is a Spanish, is a French guy, is a Mexican guy jumping around. This is cool to make motion capture. You don't imagine because we had a guy for the study sports and stuff, you know, the technical stuff. But we didn't have for the arrow to catch it, we didn't have the space enough. So we have to make the jump first, and then sitting down, jump now. And someone behind just pushed him for, you know, the last part. He did a few trials. He didn't like much that part. I like it. I was the guy. Okay. All right. And here, once more, talking about team. I never get tired of this word. It was a lot of effort. And it's not easy. It's cool to be in the games, but there's the backstage. And usually, I'm not used to talk with people. Well, at least, unless when I'm in a bus, more than 10 people, it's a crowd, or playing guitar. Okay, no, this is a crowd. And usually, I'm behind the bunker. I like to be there. So. But I like to remember that it's really hard behind the bunker. You have programmers in the last phase, like BioDroid is like our, it's like our headquarters. We share so many time there, days and nights. So, but in the end, it's this finish line. When it's a starting a game and finishing a game, it's the best thing you can do. It's actually lots of stuff. Stay in the middle for some reason. Starting and finishing, it's all that matters. But to give teamwork, yeah. Once again, I'm talking about teamwork. I look like a pro, don't I? What do I should say? Okay. Yeah, it's just about teamwork. No, it's easy to be friends. It's easy to drink a beer with the colleagues, friends. It's hard to be a team. And a pro, because that means you have to tell people something you find out that this could be better. So, and you go to the work, take your ego. There's a bucket before you get in. Put the ego there and go to team. Start talking. It doesn't matter if we have to get angry with each other, because and I play in a band. I learned that you are so many times mistaken that you actually learn. Hearing others, and it's not a, you know, if you were perfect, it's then you're supposed to be worried because you are not supposed to be perfect. But we are not perfect, so it's normal to fail and learn to be better. Okay, learn from the best. Okay. There's a this is a tip more. I think it's important for who's starting and also for who's already working on this. There's a lot of pros. There's a lot of guys better than me, 10 times better. And I always say, learn from the best. There's guys in Russia, guys in the States, in Canada. They are great doing their own stuff. So learn with them. Some are good with made painting. Some are good with, you know, giving you the emotion, the emotion and the expression. Some are good with the painting techniques, fast painting techniques. Some are good because they paint with two layers. And that's perfect because you don't have this massive kind of stuff in your head that just blocks all your creativity. Sometimes it's good just to get things done simple. And that's inspiration. That's learning and getting better. You can try all different kinds of styles. No, once in between projects, I started working on with made painting, which is rare. I was between projects and let me try something new. So. You know, I don't do this much, but I start having fun. No, this is a rabbit. This nose is from a monkey. No, actually, no, yeah, this nose is from a monkey. This is the nose of a cow. These two eyes are from a tiger. The things are from the tiger also. So I just have fun with this stuff. Usually I don't have time to do that. It's an idea for also the environment. You know, to have the mood and the feeling of being there. Well. There's a few more stuff. Your character concept, it's about a vampire idea, vampire pitch. You know, trying to give some movement to the stuff. It's a thing about business with vampires. It never works out really good, especially if you have to sign with blood, you know? And sometimes you can't say no. You have to really get into it. Right, just some ideas for the mood concept. This is about, it's more fun art from Vampire Masquerade. I did Jeanette and this bad hair guy. Okay, now this is a part where it's tough. Like I said before, every artist likes to paint fantasy, right? I suppose there's a bunch of you there. We always like dragons and stuff, but there's a challenge when we have to do suits and ties. You have to find out a way to do it and like it. If you don't like what you're doing, if you, this is empty, this doesn't matter. So you have to love what you're doing, even if it's like a florist shop with some old lady eating a soup. We have to find out a way to love it. We have to work and make it look better. If you don't love it, it's tough. So we have to find out, wow, I'll make this in a way. I will, develop myself. So we have to search a little bit, get inspired, learn from those artists. Not those artists that do the dragons and the axes and the dwarves and stuff. There's some artists that pick up the day-to-day stuff, and give it a perspective with, like it was telling a story, and sometimes it's a good inspiration, and you get driven by that. Let's go forward. Suits and ties. Well, not that guy. That's a bad example, Smoke is bad to you. Let's go ahead. Just trying to give a posture. This is about energy. Monopoly kind of stuff. There's a lot of a business. Some girls also. Scientists, research. Well, this is when things go wrong. All right. It's an idea for the location for your headquarters. No? Let's go further with the locations and stuff. Okay, let's dive in. Use some photo stuff here, some passes of texture stuff, and because when I started, usually in Portugal I never start from the top, so I've been just 3 years just working on textures, so actually you start to learn to get advantage from it. So use a sci-fi idea. I use some cameras to show the dimension of the stuff. Actually, this was fun. When I was a teenager, I had a dream. A dream about something like this. And all these years after, with 30-something, there's a project that I was asking for sci-fi stuff. And I recall that dream, and well, I use it. So, imagination is like a castle. You have to be the king of the castle, not protect it, and stuff will be there when you need it. Okay, some ideas for motherships. Starting to go faster because there's a ton of stuff and we are on the clock. Idea for where this character was made, like a clone. The first idea for, that it was a thing, like a kind of arm room that some scientists were in it. Then I went for another option. All right, something more, organic, more alien kind of stuff. Okay, this is an example of a clone. Some ideas how it could work. I'll make a hole in your in your laptop. My finger doesn't work on iPads and stuff. It's really. Let's get the play into the action. Running, jumping. Okay, now we're falling. Besides, I like to make what I'm saying there. When going for an action scene, all right, movement. I'm gonna need a volunteer.
Volunteer.
Just to raise up, and I want you to do make, just get up and make like if you were a warrior with a axe, like going to attack. Oh, anyone, if they don't run. Oh, perfect. Okay, now another volunteer. This can be a girl. Girl. Hey, Rui. I'm kidding, it's just because of the joke of the castle. Rui. Flipper. Yes, it's you. Come on. Yeah, just do a tiger before it attacks. Exactly. All right. Okay. Another volunteer, please. It's the last one. It's just the last one. Okay. That sir, looking kind, not me. Please, can you just get up? Please, please, please. Can you do like a flower in the spring? How would you? No, just imagine. You are a concept artist. You have to do a flower. Can you feel that in you? Just okay. Now make it. In the summer, with all this hot sun hitting on you, how would you feel? Okay, now in the winter, with the winds and the cold, just I'm rough. I'm a rough flower. Okay, thank you very much. In autumn, okay, there's no fleece, so don't have to do that. You need your arms. So when you're doing something like with motion, you have to get in character. You have to be there. Have to do the guy, have to be inside your character. That helps a lot. And actually, any animation, doing some sidekick with animation helps a lot. You work on a structure, you learn to put the character in any pose you need, movement or statue kind of thing. Expression helps a lot. Let's go further. Okay, jumping down, going down, landing. Always action. I'm not defining forms here. I just want the guy to run, the girl to run, not focusing on anything. I want to give the sense of action all the time, you know? This character could rotate stuff. It could use to fight guards. And also add like energy. Strike. Oops, it was fast. Stealth. Adding some ideas here, gadgets she could do, some ideas here also, how information could be hidden, no? Here, like you can use like input intel stuff all around. So imagine you are in a room, somebody goes to your room, you have to find where is where should this person hide some information in this room? So this is one idea, you could have like a ring, even a fake finger. This is like sci-fi. There was hidden stuff. Triggers. The press. Okay, one of the first trials for the look. Okay, here is just an example of going for a scientist look. Well, step one, the suit and how it would look. You add a lot of cyber things on them. Then I went for this. And then finally I go for this guy. You know, trying to give the mood that, hey, I'm proud of doing this evil thing with cloning. Let's go further. Some more characters. Bunch of characters. Sorry if I'm getting faster with this one. Yeah, trying to work on the look of this one. This is a tough enemy. Trying to study the back, how it would look, and colors. Trying to see which colors would for the 3D to work with, and texturing. Use the mood. Once again, you always have to inspire. Some more gadgets and stuff. Okay, environment, kind of Blade Runner thing. Oh, here I was just playing with feelings, you know? She's a clone, but does she have feelings? I don't know. All right, now things now will get even faster, because this is a fast guy. This idea for an idea for, you know, this is stuff in concept art. There's a bunch of stuff that, like I said before, 50% is not to be there. So I'm just trying to show a few ideas that we could also input if we wanted. This is for a storyboard. Then here we decided to make in our headquarters, LC Factory. And here he goes. He's playing. I play here with this relation with the sky, Cristiano Ronaldo in the sky. You know, he looks a lot to the sky before free kicks and stuff. So I make him play with this guy. There's a ball coming down to him. This was a CR7.
CR7.
Freestyle. So it is a written game. You have to play with the game while you are kicking the ball, doing those stunts. So here starts the music. Stop the ball. There he goes, doing his stuff. Rhythm, paste, action. Action, yeah. Then there's a lightning. Just hit next to him. Like, hey, that was not cool. But okay, I'll play with you. So start playing. He understands the something in the sky, and the storm wants to take the ball, wants to play with him. So it starts dribbling. Thunder, lightning, and all around. Putting the ball always away from the lightnings. Jumping to the other side, receiving the ball, kick it, thunder, lightning, sorry. The sequence for jump, then slow motion, and he shoots. You should take notice that the ball is getting brighter. The more he played with the ball, it gets really powerful, blows up that wall. And you say, hey, this is not normal. What's going on here? And then he'll just kick the ball straight, sky high. And we have sun. It makes like through the clouds. There was an optional scene that after he turns around, all, you know, feeling kind of, and a bunch of balls going down again. Okay. So here's a thing about love. Love what you're doing. Never fall in love with your work. With actually your work. If you fall in love with your work, there'll be a point that you are afraid of change it. Never fall in love with your work. That's why there is fast painting. It's good for to train that stuff. Fast painting is no. It's like painting with no wedding ring. Done. No feelings attached to that. If it'll take too long, you start getting involved. I really love this part here. I won't change it. I won't change it. Sorry for the. And it's important to actually love the process of getting a better experience in developing yourself, but never love your work. Be ready to erase it and throw it away. After it's done, you can love it. You can have a romantic evening with him, all naked with candles, drinking tea, but not while working on it. Okay, another thing that's important. Work. Chairs are not meant to cool down sometimes, especially when you have timeline to fulfill. Okay, listen to the team, even if they look strange and have crazy opinions. Sometimes the person that gets to you, you never see it. It's always on the other side. It passes through you and he says, hey, that coat is not well. It should have something here. It's like it's not part of the coat. And then goes away. And that, damn it, is right. And actually it's true. I should have done the. Okay, let's go for another example. Mega ramp. It's the we are in a few, I think we are sooner, we'll send, will be a, Magramp will be a, again, sorry, be again, there's a new thing for us to announce about Magramp. So let me show just a few things where it started. It started like with this for the pitch, you know, the idea of a game, radical, with all things involved, some studies for the cameras, some at least an idea for where it could be cameras, you know, a bunch of ideas, some ideas for characters. Here, another idea for cameras, or maybe even replays, or, you know, exploring stuff and trying to get. I always like to put the player there. I want to put the situation, even if the concept art, sometimes we have to exaggerate, you know. This, but sometimes this is what it takes for you to feel what the guys are there. So it's really high. But I can't take you there. We can't go there and try it. So that's where you have to get the viewer's eyes and is how it feels. So, and that's I think that's the one of the important roles of the concept artist. All right, be original. You know, if you are used to follow formulas, or use the same formulas, or just get with, if you get used to something, or how do you say it? There's a point where you have to turn off everything. There's a point for research, inspire from other artists or other movies, whatever. You get inspired, then turn off. Close your eyes. Now it's just your mind, your vision, your imagination, your inside your castle. And that's where you get original, because if you're always following other formulas, other ideas, you'll be just doing stuff that already was made. So it's important for if you're a creative guy, or your work depends on it, you have to break the rules. You can't follow the rules, or else you just will produce things based on the rules. You have to break the rules, which is bad. Sometimes you want to break the rules outside the work also. But it's important for an artist to know where he can break the rules. There's stuff to respect, to follow. But there's a point where you must go with what you have inside you. No. When you say, I want this for a game which is like this. Exactly in this moment, you're already, inside your head, is already building up. So that's the idea where you want to catch. So I'm really close to the finish. Sorry if I was too fast. Just one more thing. Oh, okay. Before I say goodbye, take notice that me and lots of my colleagues usually are on a bunker. And the best thing you learn when you're on the bunker is never to give up. So we are talking we are not used to talk to people. We are on the bunker, literally, getting hit every time by whatever the work needs for us to do. So it's good to see all my colleagues, even with some trouble sometimes, but they always try to pass to you the experience of, not virtual experience, but the experience of being there and taking the hits round by round and going forward with able to put the other guy knockout. So I'll just ask for a little bit of applause for all those guys. that did it. All right, Rakan. If you want, if you have any questions, like how to do a rice with duck, just or something like, what's your nib? You can ask me, right?
Right now.
You have a question?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Did you make those frames from CR7 for any specific work or just for fun?
It was a. It can be. It's an idea for. It was a game. CR7 freestyle, and it was kind of, you know, when you are a concept artist and you have an idea, and sometimes in production they ask you a lot of stuff, and you do it. Sometimes it's not to be, if it's like an extra, you can put it or not. So I took this chance to show a few things to see, for you guys to see that a game has to what appears in the game. It's just a part. Everything that is built is not. It takes a lot, you know. It's like the in the circus. There's those guys and there's that big net. So you have to have this big net to support a game, because it's sometimes it's just a part of everything that is. What is implemented is just a part of all the things we wanted to do, you know. So that is an idea. It's there. Might have a future or not, but it's there.
Okay, but it was made for a specific.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it could work for other things, I know. But, it's just one of those things, like many. Sometimes you have an idea, you build up an idea, and you put it on a drawer, waiting for the opportunity, you know, but you just do it because you felt like doing, because you have your heart in it, and you did it. I guess there's a lot of stuff we do that sometimes in the future might have a destiny for it. But that's why I say you have to be the king of the castle and keep it all your sacred ideas inside that castle. So you never know. There's always a chance. If you open your castle to the bad things, we'll destroy it. It's like you have to... to be creative, losing a bit more time, but to be creative, it's about a lifestyle and an option. We are sometimes surrounded by negative things around you, and you have the option, and this works for whatever, everything in life. I don't want to be a philosopher here. I think artists are a bit, but that comes with a territory. You have to take a choice. Negative and react to negative, you know, damn it and complain. Or no, I'm losing, I can't spend this time of my life or this moment and at the same time spend this, the same time in the same moment in present to be positive. So I can't do both. So I have to choose. Will I get angry? Will I get really pissed off, even can't sleep at night? Or will I just, no. Wait it. I won't react. I'll act, and I'll choose to focus on what is positive for me, and what makes me. Yeah, it's. This is what I'm here for: to create, be constructive, not negative. This will change everything. This option will change everything. You'll be creative. You'll be more productive because you're not wasting time with damn it. You will be creative. And it's like, you know, kind of therapy. And if you later, it sometimes solve the other problem, because being positive will bring you to places, just like negative things will bring you to places. It's like an island. If you're on an island surrounded by water all around, what's the point in putting water inside the island? You're already surrounded. So the only logical thing to be when you're surrounded by something negative is to be positive. Simple. And that helps a lot if you need to be creative and you have a timeline. Because that's a pressure also. It's like a time bomb next to you. And the only pressure you should have is like, it's your own self-demanding. And I don't know if this word exists. It is like the thing that you one for yourself, the quality you want to yourself. Sometimes I get pissed off if I'm working on an image and it takes too long. You know, damn it. Why did I put like 4,000 by 3,000 or 300 DPIs? And every time I do a zoom, I see an error. But and sometimes it doesn't matter. In the end, we'll have to be good. Because sometimes you started bad. You started with the wrong thing. It's like the ideas. If you start with the wrong idea, it will take more work for you to finish. But we'll finish. You don't give up, you will change it, and we'll finish on target. And that's the problem. Sometimes it's better just to erase everything, start again. This is the right direction without pressures, because it's tough when someone says, do this like this, like that. You do it, but it's not inside your head. You're doing the idea that someone told you to do, and that's not 100% your head. So it's important for the team that works with you, that's what makes a good team. They know each one, colleagues, they know how to talk with each one. How you talk with this is not how you talk with that. Because this won't take nothing. And you have to speak it in a different way or show it by other ways. And that one, yeah, he listens. And that one, sometimes we have to show actually how it is. Sometimes we have to show it in a different way, but it doesn't matter. In the end, the work has to be well done. Well, I'm sorry to being kind of confusing right now, but I hope you guys get a message. I usually paint. I'm here to talk. Okay, so I hope you guys had fun. I don't know if there's more sessions, but have fun through the weekend or ever, and get inspired and inspire others. Okay, thanks.